I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Jody Fagan. She is co-founder of a newly formed group called 100 Women Who Care in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte. I'm happy to be here.
So this is a group that's basically looking to pull their money together and give money to organizations in Santa Fe who are both worthy and needy.
That's right. Myself and three other friends, we decided we wanted to come together and do something that could make a difference in our community. We felt as individuals we really couldn't do that. So we felt like if we joined together and collected our friends and those people invited their friends and we could get a group together, we could make a difference.
So the idea is that four times a year you meet, everybody contributes $100 each time, or you can have teams of two women who contribute $50 each, or four who contribute $25 each, whatever, and you get at least 100 women, and that's a lot of money. That's $40,000 if it works out.
That's right. The concept is very simple. If we had a group of women and we commit $100 each four times a year, and let's say we do get that group up to 100 women, each time we're doing $10,000. And what we do is we put names in the hat of a charity that we want to support. And it also gives us an opportunity to learn about other charities in this community. And then we draw three names out of a hat. We hear about those three different charities. And then we vote. And whichever charity wins, we all write our checks that evening to that charity. We don't have to spend a lot of time or energy, but can really raise a lot of money and make a difference to that charity.
So how do you choose who goes into the hat?
Anybody in our group can nominate. We just drop names in the hat, and then when those three names are pulled out, you have to have filled out a little form. Now, it doesn't have to be a lot of information, but just some basic information about the charity so we can let everyone else in the group know about this charity and what it does for the community.
And so it's not like somebody from that group is there giving a presentation or something like that.
No, but if once that charity wins and gets the $10,000 for that night, we do invite someone from that charity the next meeting to tell us how the funds were spent.
And so you are having a meeting coming right up. It's on, when is it?
It's Wednesday, February 8th, so
okay,
it's coming
so that's,
up soon.
Yeah, coming up very soon. And you are basically inviting, 100 or however many people want it. Women. Why women only?
Well, I used to live in Santa Fe and just recently moved back. So for me, the idea to just have women only was a way to connect with other women, other like-minded women in the community. Eventually maybe we can make it for, to have men included too. But I think sometimes when just women get together and, join together, they can really make a difference. And it just feels like it's a good way for us to do something good for our community.
So if somebody is listening who would like to actually show up on Wednesday, what should they do? Is there a number they can call or...
Yes, well, first of all, it's going to be held at the Center for Spiritual Living, which is at 505 Camino de los Marques, and it's from 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 8th. We have a website, www.100, and that's the number 100, 100 Women Who Care, santafe.com. And they can go online, they can also, there's a number locally, you can call one of our members, Katie Roundtree, 466-0300, if they have questions. But please just come, we just want to spread the word, invite as many women as we can to kick off this meeting and launch this this organization and really start making a difference for our community.
Jody Fagan is with 100 Women Who Care in Santa Fe. Once again, 100 Women Who Care, santafe.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.